Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the upper gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gauck, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the sixth chapter of Micah, we hear, "He hath told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God." Righteous God, we know what is required of us, and we pray that in all our encounters and work with others, we may truly deal with each other in ways that are kind and just, providing righteousness in all that we do, and justice for the people we meet. Help us, Lord, to hear one another clearly and make decisions that makes today better than yesterday. And may we always walk humbly with you, our God. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hegeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Wieland, Williams.
Senator from the 8th is here. Senator from the 7th is here. Senator from Scott is here. Senator from Cass is here. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 14th day. Monday, February 1st, 2021.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though it hadn't been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews this motion that the reading of the journal be waived but to be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. The senator from the 8th district.
Introduction of guests, Mr. President.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. My office recently hired a new chief of staff, Michelle Ploys, on my right, joined my team last month. Before joining my team, Michelle worked for the Missouri Energy Development Association, as well as before that, the electric co-ops. Michelle has a deep understanding of utility regulation and legislation. As chair of commerce, that knowledge will be very helpful. I ask the Senate to help me welcome Michelle Ploys to the Senate.
Let's welcome Michelle Ploys to the Missouri Senate.
I don't really have anything.
Senator from the 8th. Senator from the 8th.
Yes, sir.
May the chair inquire of you?
You can.
Does Michelle know what she's getting into?
She's starting to understand it.
Okay, great. Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the title of the concurrent resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 8, offered by Senator Hoskins, relating to an application to Congress for the calling of an Article 5 Convention of States to propose an amendment to the United States Constitution regarding term limits for members of Congress.
If we could take our conversations to the side gallery, it's very difficult for the ladies of the dais to hear during the order of business, which is introduction of bills. Senator from Cass County jumped to his feet.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 459, introduced by Senator Bratton, offered an act to repeal Section 452.375 RISMO and to enact in lieu thereof one new section relating to child custody arrangements.
Introduction of bills. The Senator from the 4th District. Thank you, Senator. Send your bill forward. We are going to attempt to get the Senator from Green, who is in a borderline illegal position with the pro tem conversation, to move so the doormen can safely and effectively make their way to the dais without tripping. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 460, offered by Senator May, an act relating to community investment corporations.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Ozark, please send your bill forward. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 26, offered by Senator Esslinger. Joint Resolution, submitting to the qualified voters of Missouri an amendment to Article 1 of the Constitution of Missouri by adding thereto one new section relating to health insurance.
Introduction of bills. The Senator from the 15th District.
No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Send your four bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 461, offered by Senator Koenig, an act relating to tax relief for the costs of caring for certain children.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 462, offered by Senator Koenig, an act relating to licenses issued by political subdivisions to businesses.
Madam Secretary, read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 463, offered by Senator Koenig, an act relating to victims of sexual assault.
Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 464, offered by Senator Koenig, an act relating to the disclosure of personal information to public agencies with penalty provisions.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some bills.
How many bills would sound equal?
I have six bills in the legislative package today, Mr. President.
Senator, please send your big government bills forward.
And no explanation necessary.
Thank
Unless you would like for me to explain all six in detail, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. The chair does not allow to ask for explanations.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Very kind thinking of me. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 465, offered by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to rural workforce development incentives.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 466, offered by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to the Missouri Housing Development Commission.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 467, offered by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to gaming.
Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 468, offered by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to rural regional development grants.
Madam Secretary, please read the fifth bill.
Senate Bill number 469, offered by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to the Missouri Development Finance Board.
Madam Secretary, read the sixth and final bill.
Senate Bill number 470, offered by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to permit requirements of political subdivisions for certain structures.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 4th.
I rise to a point of personal privilege.
The senator from the 4th District has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Matthew 7, 21 through 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. It is in this spirit I rise today to honor a man who stood on the foundation of God's word, the preacher, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. For 381 days, thousands of black residents trudged through chilling rain and oppressive heat, ignoring buses as they passed by. They endured death threats, violence, and legal prosecution. King's home was bombed. But instead of responding in kind, the members of the movement took to the pews, praying and rallying in churches in protest of the discrimination they suffered. In the courthouse, 31 testified to the harassment they endured on the city's segregated buses. Not so much a legal strategy as a moral one. Unsurprisingly, in a city whose white supremacists, White Citizens Council membership skyrocketed after the boycott, King was found guilty and jailed for 2 weeks. As he said later, it was the crime of joining my people in a nonviolent protest against injustice. The boycott ended on December 20th, 1956, after the Supreme Court ruled that the racial segregation of buses was unconstitutional. But the enduring victory of Montgomery belonged not to the lawyers, but to King and his fellow pastors and the tens of thousands who followed them. Their protests shone a spotlight on the absurd lengths enforcing an arcane and rarely invoked law to which an entrenched power would go to protect a system designed to rob citizens of their worth solely because of their skin color. The strong man is the man who will not hit back, who can stand up for his rights and yet not hit back. King told thousands of Montgomery Improvement Association supporters at the city's Hope Street Baptist Church on November 14, 1956. The black citizens of Montgomery would demonstrate their humanity while victims of a broken society. Nonviolence was the testing point of the burgeoning civil rights movement. King explained, if we as blacks succumb to the temptation of using violence in our struggle, unborn generations will be the recipients of a long and bitter night, of a long and desolate night of bitterness. And our only legacy to the future would be an endless reign of meaningless chaos. King had made the plight of the nation's oppressed black citizens too plain to ignore, and it was a sharp blow to the Christian conscience of the white South. They've become tortured souls, Baptist minister William Fennelater of Raleigh, North Carolina, told Time, then of his colleagues. King has been working on the guilt conscience of the South. If he can bring us to contrition, that is our hope. King continued to stand on the foundation of what he believed. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. When peacemakers plant seeds of peace, they will harvest justice. James 3:18. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please refer SCR 37 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
That shall be so referred. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of the second reading of House bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of House bills. Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 429.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 429, an act relating to a tax deduction for foster parents.
Ways and Means. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 430.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 430, an act relating to adoption tax credits.
Ways and Means. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 16.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 16, an act to appropriate money for supplemental purposes for the expenses, grants, refunds, and distributions of the several departments and offices of state government and the several divisions and programs thereof.
Appropriations.
Senator from Boone.
And without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business is announcements. Senator from Lawrence.
May I inquire of the gentleman from the 23rd, please?
Senator, trust me when I say this, there are no gentlemen.
That's right. I forgot.
There are no gentlemen in the Missouri Senate. Senator from the 23rd, do you yield to an inquiry from your colleague of Lawrence County?
I do, Mr. President.
He does. Proceed.
Forgive me, Senator. I was going back in time a little bit.
That's okay, Senator. That's okay.
I still do consider you a gentleman, though.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
I just wanted to bring to your attention something that over the weekend I received some disturbing newsflash.
Okay.
It read this way. David Cole, appointed circuit judge for the 39th Judicial Circuit. And, you know, of course, this appointment shows once again why the Missouri plan is riddled with problems and begs for change. Most casual observers, when looking at the appointment, will see there's a glaring oversight of three of the nominees. Three of the four were experienced judges. The fourth, however, was appointed. Another apparent problem that I think comes to light is that although it's not required, there's a courtesy contact, often attempted at least, in the Senate district in which the appointment is made, just to get their take on the appointment. In this case, there was no contact, at least not aware of an attempt. However, it should be fair, there was a call made to the Central Committee, but their wishes were not well taken. Now, this is problematic on a number of fronts. Although governments such as ours are designed with a check and balance system, some coordination exists to keep the order. While contention is perhaps expected, some, if not most, of these contentious moments could have been headed off by a bit of communication. Would you agree?
I agree 100%, Senator.
Now, here's the rub. I've been attempting to get an audience with the governor for nearly 6 months. I understand that he's busy. Also understand he doesn't have time to waste. And I'm not purporting that I must be notified of every decision he makes. However, I do believe that the governor may well have diverted some opposition if it had only taken some time to communicate. I could have informed him about some consternation among a cluster of votes back home, but since it's apparent that the governor supported Mr. Cole during a recent campaign, and since the campaign was not successful, and for what seems to be some sort of political payback, the appointment was made. Something is rotten in the state of Denmark, or should I say, in Missouri. I just hope the people of the 39th Judicial Circuit don't have to suffer at the hands of an unjust judge. And I leave with one final comment, unless you have something to chime in on. And that comment is, Mr. Governor, this will not be forgotten anytime soon.
Senator, I think that that was well said. There can never be enough communication. And when it comes to your district, it's hard for me to imagine anyone in this chamber that knows the people of your district as well as you do. And I think that any opportunity the governor has to reach out to you and solicit that feedback, whether it's for an appointment that has to come through the Senate or not, is always in order. And I would certainly, I think the governor is at a place right now that, as we've seen over the past couple weeks, relationships are maybe they're most important for the governor right now. So I'm sorry to hear that this has happened. And I'm sure that as future instances, I would hope that you would get a call from the governor's office to have a discussion about these types of issues.
Well, thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Or Mr. President.
Senator from Lawrence, there is no speaker in this chamber either. No gentleman, no speaker.
Touché. Amazing. Well taken. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. We are on the order of business of announcements. The senior senator from Jefferson County has an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I inquire you briefly?
State your inquiry.
Did you know that my colleague, the other senator from Jefferson, is the 48th senator to represent our county in this body?
Is that right?
And did you also know that she is the first woman of those 48 to represent our great county?
That deserves some special recognition.
In addition to that, Mr. President, did you know that today is her birthday?
Today is the junior senator from Jefferson's birthday. I did not know that, but I think the body should recognize the junior senator from Jefferson's birthday.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further announcements. Senator from Andrew County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations will meet 15 minutes after recess.
Senator, thank you. Further announcements, Senator from the 23rd District.
Committee on General Laws will meet 10 minutes after adjournment.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements. Senator from Franklin County. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Quickly, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of concurrent resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of concurrent resolutions.
Mr. President.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please refer SCR 7 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
That shall be so referred. The Secretary will read the title of the bill, Senator.
Mr. President, let's try this one more time. SCR 7.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7, an act relating to North Central Missouri Regional Water Commission.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.